Hello, this is Professor Christopher Catropia, providing you kind of a audio rundown of the new instructions for our class, Property Law, as we go kind of virtual for at least the month remaining part of March. Hope you are comfortable and safe. I'm sure everyone has kind of been thrown into at least a little bit of disarray. You might hear voices in the background here as I'm at home. Both of my daughters now are going online as well for the next couple of weeks. So we're all in this together. The first big thing is, in case you were worried, the writing assignment, the letter to Ms. Hilder, the landlord-tenant assignment, is now not due until March 24th, Tuesday, by 9 a.m. Some of you have turned this in. You can turn it in earlier if you like. We won't have a kind of joint session until that Tuesday. I'll talk about that here in just a little bit. So at least I won't talk about it until then, although there'll be a method, which I'll talk about here shortly, that you could actually kind of listen to my comments. Now, essentially, you can go to the course syllabus now and you will see changes that have been made for classes 17 through 22. These are at least the currently planned classes where we will have to be virtual. There'll be a couple of things that you'll notice there that I'm going to mention now. So here are the changes. So obviously, first, we're not meeting in person on our Tuesday, Thursday, 8:30 to 10:10 a.m. time during this month of March, until somebody says something different. I think it also includes April, the April 2nd class. If you take a look at the syllabus now, you'll see each case and the pages listed. Next to it, they're both in parentheses placed for a link to an audio file. This will be an MP3 format, so you should be able to listen to it on anything. And a PDF format of the relevant slides, which actually are all up there now. The thought here with this portion is that you can listen to the lectures and reference the slides at your own pace. I'll be telling you where I am on the slides during these little kind of bite-sized pieces. I'm doing this to kind of give you flexibility because I know everyone's kind of in different situations. My hope here is that I'll have most of the audio up by March 18th. At least by the beginning of the next week, I should have all the audio up. We will also, so that's kind of the asynchronous portion of the course. The second thing we'll have is the synchronous or kind of live interactive portion of the course as a class will be these open question and answer sessions that will be hosted on three dates currently. And they're on the syllabus, Tuesday, March 24th, Thursday, March 26th. And I believe the next one is a Thursday, April 2nd, from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. We'll be using Zoom, which I think a lot of the professors here at Richmond will be using, to host these open question and answer sessions. Specifics for this will follow up shortly before the sessions. I'll be kind of sending out kind of meeting link or reminders and also putting them up on the course blog. These basically are going to try to reflect the kind of open question and answer parts of the class. So you've got kind of the static portions, which are the slides and my lecture, but then this will be the more dynamic portion of the class. I'm mainly doing this to allow those who would like to ask questions, particularly in a kind of a more communal setting, to do that. There are two things, though, I ask of those who are participating in the question asking. The first is to please listen to the audio and review the slides for the virtual classes that precede the question and answer session. And actually, if you look, you can see what is kind of fair game or kind of on the table for an open question session. So for like the first one, classes 17 and 18, and the landlord-tenant writing assignment and the quiz from landlord-tenant would be open there. So I really would prefer those who ask questions to have already reviewed that material so we can actually kind of mimic at least what's supposed to happen during class. The second thing I ask you is to please refrain from asking questions regarding material that precedes that question and answer session. That is, I'm sure some of you like to binge, and so you might do it all if it's up there. That being said, I really want to not try to shove in to a question and answer session material that some students might would like to kind of proceed at a more kind of measured pace throughout the semester. So those are my two requirements, I guess, for the question and answer sessions. Finally, we will still have all of the scheduled quizzes. They're going to be administered. So they're up there on the course syllabus, and they will be coming to you via Blackboard periodically when I make them live. And then there will be sessions where I will actually discuss and put up the answers, which you have already seen, for the various quizzes. You still need to do these. I just ask that you don't listen or look at the answers to the assignments before you complete them yourself. This is for your own good and to try to kind of mimic what would actually be happening during kind of live lecture sessions that proceeded at a kind of a calendared pace. The other thing I ask you to do is please complete the previously assigned quizzes before participating in the following Zoom question and answer session. Because if you take a look, we will have a Zoom session that might cover, if people want to ask questions about it, a quiz that's been assigned, let's say on mortgages, for example. And since I don't have like absolute definitive due dates, you need to do these, but you don't have to do them by a particular time. You do need to get them done by the question and answer session because I want to make sure that you get the most out of those quizzes, to try to take them before knowing what the answers are. Again, these will be available by Blackboard. They'll be coming out periodically, kind of really soon. The landlord-tenant ones will come out, and then eventually mortgages. The landlord-tenant, then land transactions, and then mortgages. Beyond the above, I'm always, as I've always been, available by email or via cell phone. I might not be available in person. I put my cell phone number up on the course blog, and it's available here by email, 804-239-6482. Please feel free to give me a call during reasonable hours, if I prefer, or you can feel free to text me. In the end, what I'm trying to do here is kind of balance two big things, right? The first is being flexible enough to take into account the kind of unique circumstances that we're in, particularly potentially the pressures and anxieties that we might be experiencing that we maybe weren't already experiencing during the law school school year. But I still want to provide an educational experience that you all deserve and hopefully want, right? So we're going to try to balance those two things. I've also reminded you guys that there is a PDF version of the course casebook up there. So just in case you didn't take it with you on your trip down to Costa Rica over the break. And if there's really anything else I can do, let me know for what it's worth. Some of you might not know, I started my teaching career at Tulane University in 2003. In the fall of 2005, there was this storm that came through called Katrina that actually disrupted my beginning kind of, well, that was my third year of law teaching and the classes that I was taking, teaching at the time, and also just my normal day-in-day life. For what it's worth, we got through it. But there was a lot of stress and a lot of inconvenience, but I'm sure we'll be fine here as well. So stay safe and smart, and you'll start to see the audio populating up there, and I look forward to hearing at least some of your voices that would like to ask questions on Tuesday, March 24th at 9 a.m. Eastern. Take care. Bye.